aged 85. Now, George Webb is credited with being the man behind the post-war revival of traditional jazz in Britain. As a pianist and bandleader, and then as an agent and promoter, George took trad jazz from his South London roots and toured it around the country. It all started during the war, when George was working as a machine gun fitter. He formed a band called George Webb's Dixielanders, modelled on the legendary King Oliver's Creole jazz band of the 20s. They played at the Red Barn pub in Barnhurst, and word began to spread about this exciting style of music. One of the people who turned up to listen was the trumpeter Humphrey Littleton, who was invited to join the band. We spoke to the Radio 3 jazz presenter, Geoffrey Smith, and to the cartoonist, Wally Fawkes, or Trog, who played clarinet with the Dixielanders. But first, George Webb himself recalls those wartime years.
Somebody came along and asked us to play at the Home Guard dance, and I explained to the man that we were not a dance band, and he said, well, there's no other bands about, you know, you've got to do your bit, old boy, the war effort and all the old bit. I said, well, he said, no, they'll enjoy it. And we went and played. After about half an hour, some chap came up, asked if we'd play a waltz, you see, whereupon Wally Fawkes gave him a very rude answer, and the guy kind of retreated in a hurry, and we played a bit more jazz, and then eventually it always ended up by the people complaining, you'll never play here again for us, you realise that. No, because we never wanted to come in the first place.
What was George's style of piano playing like?
It was like a man playing the piano with clenched fists. It was bluesy, rolling, you know, a tiny man, George, with little hands. But very pugnacious, not to be crossed or criticised. I remember an occasion, one of the other musicians backstage put his head round and started mocking the Webb Dixielanders. But that was too much for George. He just got up from the piano and punched this guy straight in the face. And he disappeared. We never saw him again.
Time of the war and us making our own enjoyment and starting a rhythm club. We chose a location, which is the Red Barn in Barnhurst, just over the hill at the top there. Subsequently, the Dixielanders played there, and they only played accidentally, because that's how they always played, accidentally.
I think George was quoted at one time as saying that at one of the early gigs there were sort of 50 people in the room, of whom 40 went upstairs to avoid you, because they weren't used to this kind of music.
It drove out the local audience. Rooms cleared would have been a good sign to have had up in front of the band. Then sort of jazz intelligentsia moved in. They heard about this revival movement, and the word got around. The band would have been happy just to stay there playing and having the odd beer. But George's zeal and energy, that wasn't enough for him. He wanted to get it on the road, you know, he wanted to spread the gospel.
The standard fare that people were listening to had been swing bands, mass ensembles very smoothly churning the music out. And all of a sudden, you had this direct, emotional, slightly aggressive sort of sound of people who were quite happy to play wrong notes with sincerity and passion, as long as the feeling got through. And I think with Humphrey Littleton, of course, particular, I remember him saying that for him, the emotion and the energy were the thing. It was that gospel of direct participation, involvement against the old hierarchies of swing and stasis that was important to George and friends.
What was it like to be on the road with George?
Well, it was great fun. Pretty tiring. As soon as we got on the train, instruments out, banjo out, and we played all the way to the gig. And then it took a long time to get somewhere, anywhere, on a railway train. And by the time we got to Manchester, exhaustion, lips bleeding. Then we had to go and do the concert, you know, summon up. So we had to get all excited and enthusiastic, and we were really spent forces, but we managed it somehow.
The whole trad movement came out of him insofar as he made jazz a music that had to be based in individual passion and energy. And I think that's become a real hallmark of British jazz.
If you had to pick out a song that you associate strongly with George Webb, what would that be?
I'll pick South, because it was his big hit, his first hit record from 1946. I think it encapsulates that kind of energy and the bravura daring the band had. Let the notes fall where they may.